We're going to start from the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Elamai. Let's first speak out the Gemara on the bottom of Chavav Amar Beis to get up to where we are now holding. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that we can daven Shacharis until the fourth hour. And the Gemara on the bottom, three lines from the bottom, says, Yibayilahu, Gemara asks, does Ad Arba Shoyis mean Ad V'Ad V'Chlal and including? Or perhaps it means until the fourth hour and not including the fourth hour. And the Gemara said, Toshma, they tried to bring a raya from our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that you can daven mincha ad plag ha-mincha, until plag ha-mincha, and we think now that that means until the second half of plag ha-mincha, where the Rabbanan say you have until shkia. If ad plag ha-mincha means and including that second half of plag ha-mincha, then there really is no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. They both allow you to daven mincha all the way until shkia, until nighttime. So now we start top line of Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Elamai ad v'le'ad v'chlal. You want to tell me from here that whenever it says ad, it means the Loyad Bechlal, not including? Ema Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa and we'll see that from there it's implying the opposite. We said in the Mishnah, the Shel Musafin Kal Hayoim, according to Tanakama, you can daven Musaf the whole day, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer Achav Ashais. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you only can daven until the seventh hour. Utania, we learned in a Braisa, Hayu Lefanav Shtei Tfilas. Achas shal musaf, fa'achas shal mincha. What if somebody has in front of him the choice of either davening musaf or mincha? Which one should he daven first? So the Tanna Kama says, mispalel shal mincha, first daven mincha, v'achar kach shal musaf, and only afterwards daven musaf. Why is that? Explains the Tanna Kama, shezu tadira, v'zu eina tadira. We daven mincha every single day. It's very, very common, very frequent. Whereas musaf, we only daven on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, Chol Hamoed, but not as frequent as mincha. And we have a rule, tadir, v'she'ena tadir, tadir kardim, that the more frequent tefillah comes first. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, mispalel shel musaf, v'achar kach shel mincha. You should actually first daven the musaf tefillah and then daven mincha. What's his rationale? Said the Gemara, shezu oiveres, vezu eina oiveres. Because for tefillah musaf you only have until the seventh hour, whereas mincha you have more time all the way till plaga mincha. So since musaf is going to be passing by at an earlier time, daven musaf first and then mincha. Now the Gemara is going to challenge, how is it possible to have the tefillah of Musaf and the tefillah of Mincha before you, and that you're able to daven both of them? E amit bishlema, this is understandable, if you say ad v'ad b'chlal, that whenever it says ad, it's inclusive. Hayne de mishkachas lehu, shtei tefillah is pari adadi. That's how it's possible to have both Mincha and Musaf able to be daven at the same time. Because when Rabbi Yehuda says that you have until the seventh hour for Tfilas Musaf, it means and including that seventh hour, so you have a half an hour of overlap where you can daven both Mincha and Musaf. What's the time for Mincha? It starts at 6.5 hours. And Musaf can go all the way until and including the seventh hour. So there's a half an hour where it's possible to daven either Musaf or mincha. Ela'i amit ad v'le'ad b'chlal. But if you say that whenever it says ad, it means not including, and ad shev ashois means until the seventh hour, but not including, that means you only have through the sixth hour, which would be noontime, right? 6 full hours and not more. Hechi mishkachas lehu shtei tefillos pari adadi. How is it possible to have both of these tefillos able to be davened at the same time? Kivan de astiyala shel mincha, once the time for mincha comes, which means 6.5 hours into the day, Azla la shal musafin. You no longer have the ability to daven musaf anymore, because musaf stopped being able to be davened after 6 hours. And mincha only starts to be being able to be davened at 6.5 hours. So it would be impossible to have both of these tefillahs daven at the same time. So then the Gemara says, Elamai ad v'ad b'chlal. So you want to tell me from here, it must be that whenever it says ad, it's ad and including? Kasha Reisha. Then we're back to the first kasha that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, that Ma'ika bein Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan. That there wouldn't be any difference between the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Once again, because when Rabbi Yehuda says ad plaga mincha, we think now he means you have until the second half of plaga mincha. And if ad means the ad b'chlal, that includes that second half. And he would be holding that you can daven mincha all the way until shkia, which is the same opinion as the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara gives his final answer. We're going to keep that ad means ad v'ad b'chlal, as we proved from the Sefer, from the end of the Mishnah. This question that we have from the Reisha, that if you say ad means v'ad b'chlal, then there's no difference between the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So the Gemara, no. Mi savris, the high plag mincha plag achroina kamar? Do you think that when Rabbi Yehuda said you have until plaga mincha, he meant the second half of mincha ketana? No. Plag rishayna kamar. He meant you have until the first half of mincha ketana. And since ad means the ad b'chlal, and including, Rabbi Yehuda would be telling us that you were able to daven until the first half of mincha ketana. Whereas the Rabbanan say you can go all the way until the end of mincha ketana, until shkia. So they're not saying the same opinion. The only issue is that we brought a brisa on daf chavav amud beis where Rabbi Yehuda said that plag ha-mincha is referring to the plag ha-mincha achroina, and then he says v'hu achas esrei shaos chaser aviyah, that this is the 11th hour of the day minus 15 minutes, meaning 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. It would seem from there that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that the starting point of plag ha-mincha is at 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day, which is the second half of mincha ketana, and not like we just said now. So the Gemara explains that we have to learn that brisa in the following manner. V'hachi kamar, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say in that brisa. Emas nafik plag rishoina, the ayil plag achroina. When does the first half of plag ha-mincha go away, which is the end of the time for davening mincha, the ayil plag achroina, and we start the next half of plag ha-mincha, which you can no longer daven anymore? Mikinafke achat esrei shoyt chaser aviya, when 11 hours of the day passes by, minus 15 minutes. So it comes out that in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda said you have ad plag ha-mincha, he meant to say that you have until and including the first half of mincha ketana to daven. In the Braisa, he was telling us that the end of the first half of mincha ketana is 10 hours and 45 minutes, and from there on, you can no longer daven mincha. We continue on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, around 18 lines down from the top. Amar Rav Nachman, Af Anan Nami Tanina. Rav Nachman says that we have a Mishnah in Idias that supports and is going to be a proof that when Rav Yehuda said Ad Arba Shois, he meant Ad V'Ad B'chlal, and you have including the fourth hour to Davin Shachris. It says in the Mishnah there, Rav Yehuda ben Baba Heid Chamisha Dvarim. Rav Yehuda ben Baba testified about five halachas. The fifth halacha is going to be the one that we're going to use as a proof that ad v'ad b'chlal. The first halacha which he testifies about is shemimanin es haketana, that sometimes we encourage a ketana, a girl that's a minor, to do miyun. To understand this first halacha, we have to give a little introduction. Mido eraisa, according to the Torah, a girl that's a ketana can only be married off by her father.
And therefore, if her father dies, she cannot get married min ha-Torah. However, the Rabbanon said that the mother or her brother can marry her off, and mid Rabbanon they will be considered married. But the Chachamim also made a takana that once she reaches the age of 12 years old, she has the choice to decide if she wants to continue with the marriage or do something called miyun, which basically is saying that she wants to refrain from staying married, and if she does miyun, retroactively, she will never have been considered married. Now, what's this case where the Bezin will encourage her to do miyun? So Rashi explains that we're discussing a case where two brothers were married to two sisters who lost their father. They were orphans. One of them was a Gedoyla, she was over the age of 12, and one of them was a Katana, she was not yet Bas Mitzvah. So for example, if Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, married Rachel and Leah, two sisters, and Rachel was a Katana, she was not yet Bas Mitzvah, and Leah was a Gedoyla, she was over Bas Mitzvah. As we explained earlier, Reuven's marriage to Rachel was only considered a marriage midrabanan, on a rabbinic level, because the father was no longer in the picture, and therefore it was a brother or a mother who married her off. Whereas Shimon's marriage to Leah, who is already a Gedoyla, was a marriage midaraisa, a full-fledged marriage. Then, what happened is that Shimon, who was married to the Gedoyla, Leah, died without children. As we know, when this happens, Leah falls to Yibum, to Reuven, her husband's brother. The problem is that Leah can't do Yibum to Reuven because Reuven is married to Rachel, her sister. At the same time, Rachel can't really stay married to her husband, Reuven, because now Rachel's sister, Leah, is falling now to Reuven, which creates a bond between Leah and Reuven. So Rachel can't either stay married. This is the case where Beis Din tells this Katana, Rachel, to do miyun to Reuven, which will retroactively make it that she was never married to Reuven, and now Leah can go ahead and do Yibam with Reuven. The Mishnah in Idias continues that the second testimony that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said was "B'shemasiin esaisha al pi eid echad." We can allow a woman to get remarried on the basis of only one aid telling us that her husband died, even though usually we need two aidim to establish a fact. We are lenient and we allow one aid to permit her to get remarried to somebody else. The third testimony was Val Tarnagel Shaniskal Biushalayim Al Shaharag Esanefesh, about a Tarnagel, a rooster that they killed. They gave skila to this Tarnagel in Yerushalayim because it killed a person. Rashi explains that there was a little child and the rooster pecked on the soft part of the head and killed the child. And even though the Torah only says that we stone an ox that killed somebody, we learn out that it doesn't only apply to a shar, to an ox, but using a gzera shava, we include other animals as well that get killed if they kill somebody. The fourth testimony was Val Yayin ben Arbayim Yoim Shenis Nasech al Gabi HaMizbeach, that 40-day-old wine is kosher to use for the Nisuch HaMayim, for the wine libations that they poured on the Mizbeach, even though it needed to be aged wine, as it says, Nesach Shecher, wine that can cause you to get drunk, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that 40-day-old wine is considered aged wine. And finally, the fifth testimony, the one that we're looking for, is the Al Tamid Shal Shacher Shekarev Barbishois, that the carbon tamid of the morning was brought for the first 4 hours. Shmamina ad v'ad b'chlal, shmamina. From here, if the testimony was that you have the full 4 hours of the morning to bring the carbon tamid. That means that when Rabbi Yehuda said that you have the first 4 hours of the day to daven shacharis, and that corresponds to the carbon tamid of the morning, he means the full 4 hours, because ad va'ad bechlal shma mina. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you have the first 4 hours of the day for shacharis. Hoyel utnan bevechirsa kavasei, because we have a Mishnah in the choice mesechta like him. That's a reference to Idias, which is called the choice mesechta, because all of the halachas there were testimonies of great chachamim, and halacha are like those mishnayos in mesechta Idias. We're going to skip the line that's in between the two dots. The mefarshim say that it doesn't really belong here, and we're going to continue with man tana l'hadetnan. Who is the tana that wrote the following brisa? We're going to quote now a brisa, not a mishnah. The pasuk in Sefer Shemois, Perak Tezayin, pasuk Chafalov says, "Vayelketu oisei ba'boiker ba'boiker ish kefi achloi v'cham hashemesh v'namos." They gathered the man by morning, every man according to what he eats, and when the sun grew hot, it melted. The brisa says, "V'cham hashemesh v'namos," that the sun grew hot and it melted, ba'arba shois. This happened at the fourth hour of the day. The brisa continues, "Ata aymer ba'arba shois." Do we know that it's the fourth hour? Maybe it was at the sixth hour. That's when it melted. The brisa answers, "Kishu aymer kechaim hayoim." When Avram Avinu went outside looking for a guest, it says that he was sitting kechaim hayoim when the day was hot, which implies that it was hot wherever you were. Harei sheish shois amur. That lashon of kechaim hayoim is a reference to the sixth hour of the day at noontime, where wherever you are, it's going to be hot. Hamani mekayim v'cham hashemesh v'namas. What do we do with the lashon that we use over here by the man? The sun got hot and melted. That implies that the sun is hot, but not everywhere on the ground was it hot. And there were places where it wasn't hot and there was shade. That is, ba'arba shois. Now, the pasuk implies that they collected the man in the morning, ba'boiker, and after that it melted. So, mani, who is this brisa going like that during the fourth hour is already after the morning? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, but loi Rabbanan. This can't go like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. Why? I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, ad arba shois nami tzafrahu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the fourth hour is still the morning, because he allows you to bring the tamish al shachar, which it says about it, tasa ba'boker, that you bring it in the morning, till the fourth hour. So the fourth hour is still morning. And here we're saying in the brisa that the fourth hour is already after the morning when the man was melting. V'Rabbanan, and if you want to say the brisa going like the Rabbanan, it's even worse. Because according to them, ad chatzais namitzafrahu, until noontime it's morning. That's why you can bring the tamish al shachar till noontime. The Gemara answers, ibois ema Rabbi Yehuda, ibois ema Rabbanan. If you want, I can explain this brisa going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and if you want, I can explain it according to the Rabbanan. Ibois ema Rabbanan. I'll explain to you how it can fit into the opinion of the Rabbanan. Omar kra ba'biker ba'biker. It says ba'biker twice, which teaches us that you take those first 6 hours of the day, which is morning, and chalkeyu, you divide it into half, into two three-hour parts, right? Chalkeyu l'shnei v'karam. You break it up into two parts of the morning, and the man fell during the first 3 hours, meaning the first section of that morning. The pasuk means that it fell during the first part of the morning, and after that, it melted in the fourth hour. V'yibay sayim Rabbi Yehuda. And if you want, I can explain to you the brisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hay barker yaseira lahakdim sha'achas. This extra word, babayker, babayker, tells you that you go 1 hour earlier than the usual morning. The usual morning ends after 4 hours. Here the man fell 1 hour, stopped falling 1 hour earlier after 3 hours, and in the fourth hour it melted. The Gemara concludes, the kuli alma mia cham hashemesh venamas ba'arba shois. Everybody agrees that the expression, and the sun got hot and melted the man, is talking about the fourth hour of the day. My mashma. How do you see that in the words? Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says, from the pasuk it says, "V'cham Hashemesh v'namas." Eizu hisha shashemesh cham v'atzel tzaynin. What part of the day is the sun hot, but there are places with a shade and it's cold and it's still cool? Havi Omer ba'arba shayis. That's in the fourth hour of the day, before it's up overhead, where everywhere it's hot. At the fourth hour of the day, there's still parts of the ground that are not hot. Okay, we'll stop here.